All right, welcome in. The Drive, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Texas at 44-1140 on a solar eclipse Monday. I don't even know what to do with that. It's a big eclipse. Starts at, if you're in the Sacramento area, starts at 9:02. That's what it says on my little sheet here. And to celebrate the solar eclipse, as we always do, as we did back in 1979, we will have Florida Georgia Line tickets for you later on in the program, along with Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes tickets. That's two separate giveaways for you just for listening to the program. What are we following today? Roger Goodell is close to signing a contract extension through 2024. How about that?
Which proves you don't have to be competent to be in a position of,
I don't know about that. Say what you want about Roger Goodell. The NFL is making money.
That's the bottom line.
It's the bottom line.
Are you trying to tell me that you could plug in a robot and it wouldn't make money?
I tend to kind of agree with you. But the owners are his bosses.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're good with it.
Is Jerry Jones good with it?
I would imagine he'd
be better.
Robert
Kraft good with it?
I would imagine he kind of has to be. They're not making noise. At least nothing we're hearing about. I mean, what do you do?
What are you doing?
They like what he's doing. They're going to give him a contract similar to this one, apparently. It'll run through 2024. The main difference is they won't have to disclose what he makes anymore because the league office has given up its nonprofit status. Oh, that's good to know. Any idea what he made, Katie? Any idea what he made last year, 2015?
I have no idea. I know it's probably insane.
I'm putting you on the spot. In 2015.
$10 million?
$10 million. Kyle, you probably have an idea, don't you?
No, it's got to be something. It's like $24 million or something crazy like that.
$32 million. $32 million.
Thanks for asking my opinion, Dave.
Sorry, Matt, but
you're
leaving.
Here.
I love you too.
Over his first 10 years as commissioner, Roger Goodell has made $212.5 million. $212.5 million. I'm glad
no
they got
no wonder he has a God complex.
Let me tell you, wouldn't you? Who is more overpaid, Roger Goodell or Judge Judy?
How much does Judge Judy make?
What do you think she made? In 2010, she renewed her contract. She got a slight raise in October 2013. What does Judge Judy make per year in her contract? Just her contract.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's not enough.
I mean, she's making the world a better place.
What do you think she makes?
What are you doing?
I'm asking you a question. I'm waiting for your answer.
$20 million.
$20 million. Kyle Madsen.
$40 million.
Oh, circle gets the square. Kyle Madsen, the rookie, $47 million a year. For
and
Judge Judy.
That's what she looks like?
That's not the worst part, Katie. What do you mean that's what she looks like? God dang. Wow, shots
she
fired.
She should be so well-preserved at this point.
You know what? Of all people that should understand that that's an inappropriate comment, you should. You know what?
Oh, yes, I should.
You know what? I pay attention
to
you want to watch Judge Judy. I pay attention to her judging.
Her brain.
Judging. Golly, she's wearing a robe.
Saying she couldn't be a sideline reporter, Katie?
Also, Judge Judy's 74.
Right?
She looks good for 74.
I agree with you.
I think he's got a little crush.
I have
Huge
a little crush on her. She makes $47 million a year. You know
if Judge Judy walked up to you in a bar and said, I will pay you $1 million.
Yep. 100%.
You don't even know
I don't care. Am I going to die? Are one of my kids going to die? No, I'll do it.
It's like the indecent proposal, but
absolutely.
Judge Judy and you.
Oh, I would say Judge Judy and my wife. Fine. Whatever.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
I don't know. Depends. Judge Judy.
That was stupid.
Thank you.
It
Judge
was.
Judy works 52 days a year. and makes $47 million.
How much is that a day?
$900,000 per work day. Slightly more than I make. Not that far off.
Riches of the world, not that of heaven.
Woof. Wowzers.
Roger Goodell. How much does that come down to a day? $24 million? Is that what you said?
$32 million in 2015 for Roger Goodell, who's about to sign a new contract. Roger Goodell makes less than Judge Judy.
And who's the highest paid player in the NFL? It's now Derek Carr, technically.
Yeah, I think by average. It was Carr, the other quarterback. It was Flacco, Carr. Either way, it's not.
It's Andrew Luck.
Yeah, is it Andrew Luck?
It ain't $32 million. It's a lot of money. So add a boy, Roger Goodell. People think he's on the fence. No, he's not.
And another reason they're keeping him around is because the CBA is coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't want to screw around with that.
It's coming up in 2021.
That's
not coming up. That's not coming up. When does this contract end? This current one he's about to sign.
Damore Smith just came out and already started throwing shots at the league. You don't want to bring in a new commissioner and have a guy that's relatively new and they're trying to negotiate a new CBA.
Unless.
It's Judge Judy.
That's absolutely right, man, George. Unless you bring in Judge Judy as the new NFL commissioner. There you go.
She would have that thing hammered out in 30 minutes with commercials.
She would chew up and spit out Damore Smith and the whole player. The players would work for, they'd be making $15 an hour. That's what it would be. The players would be making $15 an hour.
Are you
once
saying
Judge
that
Judy
she
got
is
done.
Unfair?
Yes.
No.
Of course. You don't make $47 million a year by being a good guy. Or girl. I'm just saying. But even better, Judge Roger. Have him trade.
Oh, my God.
Have Roger Goodell do the judge show. Everything would be like a five-parter. Every case.
Six-game suspension.
No case would get solved in one show. It would drag out for like 6 months. Baseball umpires have ended their protest of what they call abusive player behavior. Mm. After Commissioner Rob Manfred offered to meet with their union's governing board. Now, I know you all heard about this. Most umpires wore white wristbands during Saturday's game.
That's a huge protest, man.
After Ian Kinsler was fined, we talked about this last week, but not suspended for his recent verbal tirade against Angel Hernandez when he said he just needs to go away. The World Umpires Association, or I like to call them WUA, announced yesterday in a series of tweets that Manfred had proposed a meeting to discuss its concerns. Hey, you know what? Okay, it was kind of a goofy protest. If you're going to protest, that's like, hey, tomorrow I'm protesting Matt leaving the show. I'm going to wear headphones. I'm going to wear headphones for all 3 hours. You look at an umpire with a white wristband. Okay, I mean, maybe sweaty. I don't know. I didn't know what the protest was.
I'm wearing one right now.
You're wearing a purple wristband.
Well, wristbands, they're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's 50 million different guys. Didn't it all start with the Live Strong? Isn't that when the wristband, the Lance Armstrong phase started?
Weren't these more of like sweatbands? You know, like.
Oh, they were sweatbands.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's a horse of a different color.
That's even stupider.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Now, let me stand in front of the umpires for a second.
Don't. You'll block the strike zone.
Thank you. They got 90 mile an hour in the
dome.
The
one that they can't see?
It's a Dave umpire eclipse.
Here's the thing. Yes. You got to suspend Ian Kinsler, don't you? You have to suspend him. He said Angel Hernandez sucks and should find another job. You can't just
find him. He's an American hero.
It's because everybody knows he's right. And Major League Baseball probably heard the tire there. Well, you know, he did sue us a couple months ago. I don't know, man. The umpires got to do something better than that. Then again, the last time the umpires, see, you guys may not remember this there, you young whippersnappers, but back in my day, back in the 80s, the umpires really got full of themselves. Really got full of themselves. They were chasing managers and players down, chasing them into dugouts, getting in their faces, going off about everything, talking publicly. They got full of themselves, and then they got too full
of
themselves.
They got loose.
They went on strike. You know what baseball did? Baseball said bye, and they hired all new umpires. Or mostly, I think there was like three umpires that stuck around, and the umpires sued.
Judas.
They had collusion and labor law and all that, and they lost. And I think there ended up being, I really think I had the entire umpire compliment, this is so long ago, top of my head, but I want to say there were like three umpires that actually got their jobs back. And they all got fired. Well, sorry. Oh, you guys are on strike? Cool. We'll just promote people from the minor leagues that are probably better than you. and in better shape. Because umpires back in the 80s, there were a lot of them that were large.
Falling out of their britches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And were having issues.
What kind of issues?
Just issues getting around, issues getting to plays.
Baseball?
It was a mess. It was a mess, I tell you. The Lakers are being probed for tampering with Paul George and the Indiana Pacers. At least that's the allegedment by the Pacers. They complained to the NBA. The NBA released a statement saying they've hired some law firm and no one's supposed to talk about it.
So the Lakers talked about it.
So the Lakers put out a statement, of course, saying we can't talk about it, but we didn't do anything wrong. Indiana filed the tampering charges. Lakers denying it, as we just said. If the league office's probe can prove that the Lakers tampered with George while he was under contract with Indiana, they can be punished in several ways.
Yeah.
Loss of draft picks, fines up to $5 million, future restrictions on acquiring George, and possible suspensions of offending officials. Now,
isn't there also something about where their current draft picks can be sent to the team that was tampered with?
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I feel like I read that in this Washington Post.
No, they can't send Lonzo Ball to the Pacers. But what would be interesting, screw getting rid of the draft picks. What if they say Paul George can't sign with them for like 3 years?
Oh, yeah.
That would be very interesting. And you know, we were saying earlier about how they're never going to do anything to the Lakers. There is a little precedent. How quickly we forget, and this wasn't tampering or anything. But how quickly
I'm
we
right.
forget? You're right. Read
Punishment
it.
Can include fines, suspensions, forfeiture of draft picks, and transfers of draft picks from the tampering team to the victimized team.
Oh, right. But I don't think they mean they transfer Lonzo Ball over there. I think what they mean is that, let's say the Lakers lost a second rounder in 2019. That second rounder would then go. Like, it's not like a current draft pick is going to the
Pacers. Lonzo Ball is going and LeVar Ball is going to lose his mind.
Lonzo Ball's going to Indiana. That would be my favorite. That would be my favorite punishment ever. You're going to Indiana. Take you and your triple Bs. Move on there. Big baller brand in Indy.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it would be very interesting if they. And again, I was just saying how quickly we forget that when David Stern and the NBA were caretaking the New Orleans team, they tried to trade Chris Paul to the Lakers. And David Stern blocked that. That's why Chris Paul was on the Clippers.
Yep.
Stern blocked it, and Mitch Kupchak panicked a little bit, and the next day shipped off Lamar Odom and a few pieces that would have been involved in that trade, and see you later. And Laker fans are still pissed off about that, and I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. Remember, Paul George now playing not even for the Lakers. Paul George playing for the Thunder, who are just sitting here loving life and laughing.
Not really. I mean, they are for now. Going to be a completely different story come February.
When they trade Paul George?
At what point are they going to realize that it was stupid? It was dumb of
them.
What,
to make the trade?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
You improved a better team for a chance of a playoff run.
A playoff run to make it to the playoffs.
Cool.
That's it. They made it to the playoffs last... Oh, God, I just pulled my headphones off. They made it to the playoffs last year. Without Paul George.
You don't think Paul George and Russell Westbrook can be dominant duo?
With Paul George, they're going to have the same result. They're not going to win. They're going to be there just like they were last year. It doesn't matter.
But you also don't know what Paul George is going to do. I think it puts them in a lot better spot than when they were last year with Victor Oladipo.
It doesn't matter.
I don't disagree with you, Katie, but by that logic.
Can we all agree on one thing?
Nobody does anything.
The Warriors and the Rockets are really, those are the two teams in the West.
Sure, but why not try?
And the Warriors are still going to go to their fourth straight NBA
but then
finals.
What, nobody's supposed to do anything?
What happens when Russell Westbrook and
Paul
George
dancing, by the way. You're new here, Kyle. Stop dancing when we talk about the Warriors going to the finals.
Yeah, see?
I didn't say anything.
I know you didn't.
Well, don't cotton around here. Savvy?
Well, this is the home of the Kings, buddy.
Supposed to do something.
Take your blue and gold elsewhere.
You can't just sit on your hands until the Warriors get old.
Just waste Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. You can't do that. They got to do something. Maybe like speaking to Indiana, like the Indiana Fever should do something. Why do you sigh?
Because that was a horrible transition, and I get crap for it all the time.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The Minnesota Lynx made WNBA history Friday. Don't know if you heard about this. Out of curiosity, Matt or Kyle, did you hear about this?
No.
Okay.
Ask me.
Did you?
No.
Okay. The WNBA teams played in Minnesota.
The Fever. It was in Indiana.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was in Indiana?
Yeah. It was
well, then
the
why does the court say Minnesota,
it was
Katie?
At the Fieldhouse. That's what the article said.
Wrong.
Or the picture's wrong.
Wrong.
Maybe they
at that.
They just mixed up the courts one day.
I know.
Anyway, where it happened doesn't matter.
Well, now it doesn't matter.
No, I mean,
just a few seconds ago, you said it was in Indiana.
It said it was at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
What?
The article I'm reading on IndyStar.com.
So that would not be the same as Conseco Fieldhouse, which is, you know, in Indiana.
Oh, good Lord.
Anyways.
You should really just shoot me.
Jerry Lee Lewis. So the Lynx.
It's not Bankers Life in Minnesota, is it?
Well, it used to be the Target Center.
That's what I thought.
Well, I'm imagining so.
It's still
I don't
the Target
know.
Center. I was just there.
Okay, maybe it's anyway, different for
ahead.
The WNBA
it's
team.
It's not.
I don't know. The court says Minnesota
okay,
Lynx.
Ahead.
Jeez.
Finish your bit.
It's not even a bit. It's a story.
I go back to my promo on Friday of last week. The old married couple bit.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to tell a story. Where's it, Indiana? Is that a good voice? No? Okay, I'm moving on. Minnesota beat Indiana. That's not the story. Mm-mm. The story is they went on a 37-0 run. That's 37 straight points for Minnesota versus Indiana. And my question, how the hell does that happen?
Missed layups.
Well, that's your line, not mine. You said it, not me. I'm just saying, how does that happen? Now, all WNBA jokes aside, I'm not making any W. I promise you, I'm not tongue-in-cheeking here at all. These are professional teams.
Mm-hmm.
They are playing at the highest level. I would be saying the same thing if it was the NBA. How the hell do you go on a 37-0 run? I understand. Minnesota, really good. Indiana, second worst team in the NBA, and they lost their leading
score. WNBA.
What'd I say, NBA? Whatever,
yeah.
Same thing. Minnesota has a 21-5 record, and the Fever are 9-19. I get it. They're not, you know, I get it. But 37-0?
So what was, does it say what the record was before?
No. But they did end up winning 111-52.
That's an embarrassment.
The 59-point margin of victory was the largest in WNBA history.
So, I'm going to just venture out to guess. I'm going to just Google Indiana, and I can't remember who their coach is right now. I don't think it's the same one as when I was
somebody
playing.
Somebody who's not doing
Indiana
a good
Fever
job.
Indiana Fever head coach, and see if there's something that pops up about them being fired today.
Yeah. I don't care what sport. 30s.
Oh, it's Pokey Chapman.
Pokey
it's
Chapman.
Pokey.
Oh,
it's Pokey.
God. Well, I could have told you that in advance.
Mm.
It kind of sounded like a Pokey Chapman production. Where the hell Pokey Chapman is? Who is, do you know who Pokey Chapman is?
She might be someone that's coached collegiately and lost her job for colluding with players.
When you say might, when you say might, that's a strong statement there, Christensen.
Well,
Finally, Aaron Judge struck out in the eighth inning Sunday against the Red Sox. Speaking of 37-0
runs. He's making all kinds of records.
Well, 37 consecutive games with a strikeout for Aaron Judge. He was 0 for 4. He has 167 strikeouts on the year, the third most in a single season in Yankees history, and the second most in the majors this season. How about that? I mean, what are you going to do, though? That's kind of the way it's going right now. I remember there's been guys with over 200 strikeouts.
Mark Reynolds.
This is nothing.
Adam Dunn.
Ryan Howard.
I feel like Rob Deere had to be up there at some point. I'm trying to go old school.
Dave Kingman.
Dave Kingman definitely had to. He had to be close. 200. Wasn't there a shortstop or somebody that shouldn't be? It's just that recently. It was like Jose something. The Blue Jays, somebody had. He was played for the Blue Jays, and I'm blanking, that had over 200 strikeouts. And it wasn't Batista.
Reyes?
The shortstop?
Yeah.
I'll look it up during the break. Or somebody on the text line to help me. Either way, that's a heck of a lot of strikeouts for Aaron Judge. 37 straight games. 37-0 run by the Minnesota Lynx over the Indiana Fever and Pokey Chapman. Whoever the hell that is.
Quit in 2007 from Louisiana State because of alleged affair with one of her players.
Oh, well, okay.
I wasn't wrong.
Alleged? Well, she quit, so yeah. Probably happened. Take a break. The solar eclipse starts in about 30 minutes. Hope you're ready. Hope you've got your glasses.
I wonder, of all, it's like a million people that have gone to Oregon to watch this. How bad is it when you get there and you've driven and you've sat in traffic and you've had to, you know, pack your own gas and you get there and you're like, oh, man, I forgot my glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem. You're just trying to look through your hand.
I forgot my glasses.
And by the way, from what I understand, the horror film thing won't work. You can't look between your fingers.
It's like going to the airport for your trip out of the country and you forgot your passport.
We'll give away concert tickets in the next segment. Also, another pair later on. It's both the Florida Georgia Line and we've got Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes tickets. So lots of bribes between now and 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what Shane Mosley said in his own words about this weekend's fight. It's coming up, McGregor and Mayweather. It's a drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Oh, is that it? Is that how we cut it off? That may be true, but hey, that's right. Matt George, we're playing a retrospective of all Matt's greatest hits. It's about 6 minutes worth over the last year. As he is moving on, he is the first person to ever work with me that is leaving for not being fired, but actually he's moving across the hall to do traffic.
I wonder when my time's coming.
Oh,
I feel
soon.
Like after today, it's
Let
probably
me tell you.
In about 30 minutes.
I think we'll both be going out there with Thelma and Louise and it out the door. That's where we're at. But then again, I don't think any of the bosses listen to us anymore anyways. So we have that going for us. Hello, Dean. Welcome in. Dean's listening.
David.
Deanus.
K-Town.
Hello.
Other guy.
Yeah.
Other guy that I don't know yet.
Hey, David, I just wanted to tell you, Judge Judy, $1 million. You give me $5 million and I'm wearing a collar and she can spank me.
Ooh!
$5 million. Give me $5 grand and I'll wear a collar and she can spank me.
I'll give her five grand for that.
Right?
I have minimal needs and $5 million will cover it.
I agree with you.
I have minimal needs and $5 million will
$5
cover
million,
it.
You give me $5 million, hey, rich people.
That doesn't
out
sound
there.
Like minimal needs
I,
to me.
I've said this since I did the night show. If you guys hate me on the radio, give me $5 million. I will sign a contract. You'll never hear from me again. On radio.
I had to say about the Roger Goodell thing. He's the best punching bag in professional sports. Of course, the owners are going to give him all that money because he takes all the hits. I don't even know. I mean, how many? Nobody knows.
Do you feel sorry for him?
I don't feel sorry for him. I think it's, as far as the NFL goes, they're looking at it as it's money well spent because he's made them massive amounts of dollars and he takes all the heat. You know, other than Jerry Jones, what other owner? I mean, Bob Kraft. There's not too many owners. The Broncos owner, you hear about it, that ownership group. But if anything goes wrong, Goodell takes all the heat.
Roger Goodell, human shield, $32 million a year.
Yeah.
$32 million a year.
So bad for him.
I mean, they're making money, but then at the same time, and I don't want to downplay it, but I don't think I'd do that much worse than him. And I'll tell you, I'd do it for half the price. Give me $16 million. I will commission the NFL. Hello, Tim.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're great.
Great.
First, I got a couple things I'd like to say. First, Katie, thank you so much for dressing down Kyle, for dancing in the studio in his blue and gold unitard. We can't have that.
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope. I'm not going to happen.
He can root for whoever he wants, but no dancing. Please.
He can do whatever he wants. Just don't do it in the workplace.
Right. Thank you. Not in the Howell Hall.
Thank you.
And I just was wondering, I don't know if you guys spoke on it already, but yesterday was probably one of the best days I've ever had watching baseball on TV.
Really?
With the Little League World Series, along with the major leaguers playing at night at that little minor league baseball diamond. It was so great to watch the major leaguers playing in front of the little leaguers. I had a great time. And that catch that little kid made, stealing the catch of the century.
It is. And there's a couple things he's talking about. I'm glad he brought it up. So you have the Little League World Series going on.
Yeah.
And you have the Cardinals and Pirates who played out there in Williamsport. So one thing that was cool and you saw on Twitter is some of the major leaguers rode, they rode with each other on the buses,
right?
The little leaguers and the major leaguers, and got to take pictures and all that. And a couple of the guys involved in the game, Lance Lynn, Andrew McCutchen, I know they participated in the Little League World Series, you know, way back when. And then the catch itself, this kid for Kennett Square, which is the East Region team. Katie, you might have missed this. This isn't going to work on the radio, but man, if you're not watching. You know, if you haven't seen this yet, please.
Whoa.
Go YouTube it. This kid dives over the center field fence, holds on to the ball, lands like on his face. Now, what was goofy about this is the umpires actually originally called it a home run because he left the field of play.
Did they have replay in the World Series?
They reversed the call, and I don't even know what the hell the call is.
You know that catch by Jim Edmonds, that famous one in center field where he like dives going backwards?
Yes. And then
the Austin Jackson one in Fenway where he flips over the fence. Yeah. It was like those two combined.
I completely agree.
So sick.
And I personally think the Jim Edmonds catch is the greatest catch ever.
Yeah.
I think that is the greatest catch ever. When people consider the Willie Mays catch the greatest catch in history. And I'm a Giants guy, I'm a Willie guy, I get it. That's like maybe in the top 10. Maybe. That's one of those things that lore does things. Jim Edmonds' catch, if you put Edmonds' catch side by side with Willie's catch, they don't compare other than they were both running away from home plate. Willie kind of does I don't want to say an over the shoulder.
Have you ever really thought about it? Because we live in an age now where you can see anything.
Yes.
Like anyone can put a video out and it can go viral.
Yes.
But what about all the great things that happened in sports before there was such a thing as this?
There was never any.
What about in 1880?
Never happened. When Hacksaw Jackson threw to Billy Bob Powell at first in the third game of a triple header, in which the same guy pitched all three.
Nothing happened in those games.
I completely agree with you. And then they'd pause and have a beer at the seventh inning stretch.
And a stogie.
Some laudanum.
Back in the 1880s, baseball was for rich people to just go get some exercise.
Yes, that's it.
They weren't
rich
diving.
People, you mean the guys that were playing in these triple headers and then they were going to their job at the factory afterwards?
They were the poor ones.
For rich guys?
No, he's talking about the rich ones with their...
That own the factories.
Yeah. Sitting in their carriages with their electricity. In medicine, those were the ones.
I can't wait for the rebrew. Can't wait.
Rebrew next. We'll finish up this show and finally say goodbye to Matt George. This is The Drive. It's Sports 1140 KHDK. (339) 1140 1-800-920-1140 get you a pair of tickets if you're the 11th caller to see Florida Georgia Line September 14th, Toyota Amp Theater. More info at khtk.com. Get those fingers a dialing. It's time now for Matt George's final rebrew of the day. Now, Matt, these are retrospectives, correct? not from today's show.
Yeah, these are three of just the moments from the three of us being stupid throughout the last year.
Very good. Let's get right to it then. Rebrew number one. Probably not hard to find. Well, that wasn't the one I would have chosen. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I forget.
That was after Summer League.
How bad we are.
That was the day after we traveled back from Vegas and got in at like 4 a.m. Well, I did. You got back like 3 days prior and were nice and rested. I got back at like 4 a.m. was on. That had to be because I don't think we had Vince Carter, Zach Randolph, and George Hill all on at the same time unless it was after Summer League. Here's Rebrew. I'm afraid. Here's Rebrew number two, retrospective.
Oh, jeez.
At least we didn't get into how Stockton's right on the ocean.
Waterfront property.
Oceanfront property.
I drove through Stockton over the weekend.
Yeah.
Every time I go through there now, I think of
Yeah, did you stop by the pier?
See yeah,
the
I did. Shut up, Matt.
Everyone's surfing on their 209 boards.
SeaWorld in Stockton is a completely different thing.
Oh.
Shut up.
I live at SeaWorld. Rebrew number three.
Are you calling your wife a whale?
No. Come on now.
Pediterus.
Oh, Matt, we're going to miss you.
Big shoes to fill there, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. Good luck.
Just big don't shoes. Fall on your face and you're a success here.
Uh-huh.
Hope I don't fall while I'm doing a walk-up grand slam.
Walk-up grand slam, guys.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm going to miss seeing Matt and his doe-eyed expression across the glass. We have corrupted him so hard.
So what you're saying is I need to work on my doe eyes.
Yeah, a little bit. My goodness. Are you a Disney fan?
All you have to do is look up at
Disney.
The...
I have a Mickey Mouse tattoo.
7 minutes. All you have to do for your doe eyes is to look up at the eclipse.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Look up.
Make sure your dogs don't look up at the
Shut
eclipse.
Up.
Just don't put sunscreen in them.
If you look at the eclipse, you're going to have no eyes.
No, none. No eyes, man, because they're going to be gone.
God, your jokes suck.
They're so bad.
But I like them.
Thank you.
Because I'm an idiot.
It's part of the bit. It's part of the bit.
You know how you prepare for an eclipse, Matt?
Oh, God.
Don't go outside.
For an eclipse party.
Yeah, you know how you prepare for an eclipse party?
How's that?
You plan it.
Oh, you stupid Brian May.
Stupid Brian May.
Brian May, formerly of News 10, put that out on Twitter. Just in case you're wondering, make sure if you're going to take... A lot of people are thinking they can just take their camera phone out there and look at the eclipse. It is possible to damage your cell or tablet while photographing the sun. This just in. If you want to protect your screen, put a solar viewing filter or one half of a pair of solar viewing glasses in front of the phone camera.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
If you're that dumb, you deserve to have your phone explode.
There are some amateur photographers that will inadvertently look directly at the sun while trying to snap a picture. If you point your cell up towards the sun, it may not block the big glowing orb in the sky. So to avoid this, it says use the front-facing camera, the selfie part, on your phone or tablet and lay the device on the ground so it looks up at the sun.
Do we have these to give away?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now, 339-1140, the seventh caller is going to win a pair of tickets to see Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes, happening September 14th through the 17th at Golden One Center. More information at khtk.com. Call right now. Make Kyle give you free stuff.
11th caller.
I said seventh.
Seventh caller?
I said seventh.
All right, seventh caller, she's right. Last thing, Sugar Shane Mosley, will the gloves going down to 8 ounces make a difference?
guess.
So there you go. Sugar Shane is weighing in. That fight's this Saturday. Dana White says he's coming on the show this week. I'll believe it when I see it. For Kyle Madsen, who will be with us full-time tomorrow. Matt George. Hey, bye, Matt. Bye. We'll still talk to you every once in a while.
Bye, buddy.
Probably not. Just be faces in the hall. Katie Christensen. Lady
bye,
Katie Christensen, as they say on the Twitter machine. I'm Carmichael Dave. We may be back tomorrow. I don't know. It depends on what the bosses say.
The odds are not good.
Enjoy the rest of your broadcast day and actual quality programming with the Lowdown New to 3 and Grant and Doug 3 to 7. Enjoy the rest of your day on Sports 1140 KHDK. Good luck with that eclipse.